connection with the rules of his religion. So the administrators and high officers went to the king and said, "Long live King Darius! We are all in agreement, and we administrators, officials, high officers, advisors, and governors, that the king should make a law that will be strictly enforced. Give orders that for the next 30 days, any person who prays to anyone, divine or human, except to you, your majesty, will be thrown into the den of lions. And now, your majesty, issue and sign this law so it cannot be changed, an official law of the Medes and Persians that cannot be revoked." So King Darius signed the law. But when Daniel learned that the law had been signed, he went home and knelt down, as usual, in his upstairs room with his windows open toward Jerusalem. He prayed 3 times a day, just as he always done, giving thanks to God. Then the officials went together to Daniel's house and found him praying and asking for God's help. So they went straight to the king and reminded him of his law. "Did you not sign a law that for the next 30 days, any person who prays to anyone, divine or human, except to you, your majesty, will be thrown into the den of lions?" "Yes," the king replied. "That decision stands. It is an official law of the Medes and Persians that cannot be revoked." Then they told the king, "That man Daniel, one of the captives from Judah, is ignoring you and your law. He still prays to his God 3 times a day. What I love about this verse specifically, at the end of the fourth verse in the NIV, it says, "He was neither corrupt nor negligent." And something else that they point out towards the end, he wasn't a high official when they accused him. He was just some slave that they got from Judah. It's very interesting. But Daniel paid a price for prayer. We all know he was thrown in the lion's den, and we all know that he got the last, quote-unquote, laugh, because he didn't have to pay with his life, because he had already given his life to the true and living God. Let's pray about it. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this story of Daniel, who was consistent, who was diligent and disciplined in prayer. We pray for those same attributes. We have the ability to speak to the true and living God in our hearts, with our mouths, in our minds. Help us to take advantage of all of heaven being on our side. God, you are for us. You are more than the world against us. Greater are you in us than anyone that's in the world. If you are for us, nothing can stop us. Nothing can stand against us. Help us to take full advantage of being on your side, of you living on the inside of us, of just having the same power that raised Jesus from the dead living in us. Help us to live the victorious life as we continually reach out to you for strength, for hope, for joy, all of the fruits of the Spirit. We thank you once again for the testimony of Daniel, of his excellence. He was neither corrupt nor negligent. He had clean hands, a pure heart, and he also was about his business. Help us to have that same testimony as we work in ministry and even as we work in our quote-unquote secular jobs. Give us the victory in all of those places as we devote ourselves to doing our very best as you give us the strength. We thank you for the favor that was displayed in Daniel, how he rose up the ranks, how he could be the very best out of 120, worthy of being placed over the entire empire. We thank you, Lord God, even though we used against him, he had all the evidence necessary to be accused of being a Christian, of being accused of being a follower of you. They knew the only way that they could come, that they could mess up Daniel, was to become between him and his God. I pray, Lord God, that when people think of us, that they know that we are full of faith. When people think of us, they know that you, Heavenly Father, are important to us. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for this story of Daniel. How in spite of his challenges, in spite of the persecution that was coming, he still prayed to you three times a day. They found him praying. They found him asking for help. Even with a law set up specifically against him, he paid a price for prayer. But overall, we thank you, Lord, for delivering him from the mouths of the lion. We thank you for sending the angel to close their mouths, to taper their hunger until the morning, where the very people who set Daniel up were the ones who got the punishment. Thank you, Lord, for your word that even in the stories of David, how people will set up traps for him, and they would be the victims of the traps that they set. Lord God, I thank you that you're going before us and you're not allowing our enemies to touch us. You're placing us on tableland. The enemies can see us, but they can't hurt us. Because you are our shepherd, we can go through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil because you are with us. And now, God, I thank you that we get to live in a country where we have freedom of speech and freedom of religion, freedom of faith. But it's not like that throughout the world. We're praying for the Christians in Asia who are paying a price for prayer. We're praying for the Christians in the Middle East, where Islam and Muslims have control of the government, and they don't get the same religious freedom. We're praying, Lord God, for the Christians who live in places where the persecution makes them want to shrink back, or the government oversight makes them want to shrink. But I pray, Lord God, that your truth will go forth still. That the words, even though some Christians don't even have whole Bibles throughout Africa, they keep a page and they learn the page and they hide it in their hearts. I pray, Lord, that will be enough for them to build a testimony, enough for them to build relationship with you, so that your word and their will go forth through their life, so that they can show others what it really means to have a relationship with the true and living God. We understand that in Acts, you allowed for persecution because the Jews didn't leave. The Christians in the original area didn't leave and go to the hedges and the highways. They didn't go out to all nations, teaching them to observe all things that you commanded them. They didn't go out and make disciples. And you allowed persecution so that it would scatter them and spread them. I pray, Lord God, that this persecution does the same in these other areas. Pray, Lord, that your word will continue to go forth, that you will make them ministers in their locations and throughout their location. And I pray, Lord God, even for us here, don't allow us to get too comfortable so that we don't share our faith. Allow us to do the ministry that you called us to do. Make us real ministers of reconciliation, calling people to have relationship with you through your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray for those who are actually paying a price for prayer. And we pray for us here that we don't get too laxed and too comfortable and we don't take our faith seriously. Help us, Lord God, to be just as disciplined and diligent as we see Daniel being in this verse. In Jesus' name we pray and thank you. Amen. And now pass the prayer line back to the prayer host.
Amen, Minister. Bronson, we thank you for your prayer this morning. We thank you for showing us another side of being privileged people in America and having the freedom to pray every day with no problems, no interference, no interruptions. We are praying for those that are in other countries that are being persecuted for their faith, are being killed for their faith. We thank God for their testimony, for their example. We thank God for their discipline. We thank God for his word this morning. The Believer's Declaration reads, as believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. Thank you, Jesus. All right, we're going to go right into our next prayer lead. That will be our own minister, Cynthia. Are you there?
Yes, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Go right ahead. Let God use you this morning.
My word today was revival. Coming out of the book of Joel, the first chapter, the 14th verse says, sanctify ye a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land to the house of the Lord your God, and cry unto the Lord. Out of the book of Psalms, the 81st chapter, at the 6th verse, it says, will thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, and we praise you, we give you glory, and we give you honor on today. We thank you and praise you, God, for another day and the opportunity to come before your throne of grace. And so, God, we thank you, Lord, that we're asking, God, for revival to come into the land again, God, that you might revive your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, that we might call a fast, God, that your people might get back to the altar of their heart, God, and begin to cry out to you, that deliverance will come in the land, God, that healing will come in the land, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you and we praise you that we can go on a fast. We can turn our plate over and seek your face like never before, God, that we can cut the TVs and the things off, God, that's a distraction, Lord, that we will put all our eyes on you, asking God, what is it that you have us to do? And so, God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, because you said, God, that you would revive us, God, that you would come again, Lord, and give us a chance, God, to reach out to you, to search you like never before. And so, God, we thankful, God, on today, God, that we can pray and that we can read your word without somebody coming and taking our word away from us or saying that we're not allowed to pray, God, saying that we're not allowed to fast and seek your faith. God, we're thankful and we're grateful for the opportunities that we have in the United States, God, that other people don't have. We thank you, God, that you are God that cares about us, Lord, and you care about everything in our lives, God, and you give us the blueprint on the things that we need to do and the things that we need to say and the places we need to go. And so, God, we thankful, God, that we don't have to wait on somebody to call a fast, that we don't have to wait on somebody, God, to tell us to turn our plate over, God. But we know where we are in our lives right now concerning you. We know, God, if we need to repent and get back and right standing with you, God. We know if we need to turn that plate over, whether it's one day, 2 days, 3 days, God, because we know that you care about us, God, and you want to hear from us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You want to heal our land, God, in the name of Jesus. Let our land be our body, our mind, God, our children, whatever it is, God, we know that you want to heal it in the name of Jesus. So, God, we're grateful, God. We're thankful, God, for your word that lead and direct us in every direction that we should go. We thank you, God, that we have a hearing ear to hear what it is, God, that you're saying to us in the name of Jesus. So, God, we're thankful. We're grateful, God, just to see another day, God, because some people didn't get to see this day. So we don't take it for granted, God. We are thankful how we travel and we go all these places, God, and we're covered in the name of Jesus. Because, God, some people leave and they never get back home, God. But we thankful we can give you your word. And you say, give you your word. And watch you not honor your word, God. And so we pray and we seek directions on what to do and where to go. We thank for God that when we get on those planes, we fly here, we fly there, and we go here and there, God, that you cover us, God. That we get on planes, Lord, and we don't get on planes where folks cut up and cut up on the plane, and then we got to be put off the plane, or, Lord, we got to sit on the plane for hours and hours. God, we thankful. We're grateful, God, because we know we serve the only true and living God. We know that we serve the only God that answers according to your word. And so, God, we thankful that we know who you are, because everybody don't know who you are, God. Everybody don't know, Jesus, that you're Lord, and that every tongue must confess and every knee must bow to you, God. But you said that it's a mystery, and you didn't give it to everybody, but you gave it to us, God, and we're grateful and we're thankful, God, that we know that you can touch our heart and allow us to know that's not right. That's not right what you said. Go back and ask for forgiveness, God. You touch our heart and our mind and you allow us to know when we're walking in a way that's not pleasing unto you. But you'll send word over the pulpit. You'll send word for us to know that we're not in right standing. And that's a God that loves us and cares about us. That's a God that looks out for us, God. We're thankful, God. We're thankful for all that you're doing. Even, God, in our children's lives, we're praying, God, that as the school year begins, that you cover our children. Some children is already back, and some children's getting ready to go back, God. And we're praying and we're lifting them up before you for a bloodshed covering on this year, that no hurt, harm, or danger will come to them, whether they in elementary, middle school, high school, college, God. Cover them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We come against those spirits, God, those murdering spirits. We cancel them in the name of Jesus. We send them back to the pit of hell from where they originated. We pull down every stronghold. We cancel the assignment of the enemy, Lord, because we know greater is he that's in us than he is in the world. We know we can call those things that's not as though they already were. We know we can stand in the midst and give you praise and give you glory and give you honor by faith, because you said faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So we know we got to hear your word for our faith to continue to grow each and every day, that we don't be stuck in one place, God. That we don't straddle the fence, God. That we know if we lack wisdom, we can ask you, God. We know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, God. We thank you for the strength that you give us each and every day. We thank you, God, because you said that you'll supply all our needs. We thank you, God, for the need being supplied in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, because you said if we bring the tithes into the storehouse, would you not open up a window from heaven to pour us out a blessing, that it won't be room enough to receive? And you rebuked the devil for our sake, Lord. That's what you said in your word. And you said, give you back your word, God. So we thank you for the windows of heaven being opened and the blessings being poured out. And it don't always have to be coming out as money, but the blessings can come in many different ways, and we're thankful and we're grateful for the blessings that you have bestowed upon our lives, God. We can give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, because you're good to us, God, and you care about every little thing in our life. And we have to realize, God, that when we get in our car, we're going down the street, God, you're covering us. Because you know the danger that's out there. You know the people that's going to run the light. You know, God. So you allow us to hear you in the spirit realm. You allow us to hear you, Lord, when you try to say, slow down. And we don't have to say, Lord, why are you saying slow down? Well, why would you say slow down? Unless it was danger in the way. Unless it was the police sitting to the side and hiding. You see them hiding. We don't see them, God, but you see. That's why we have to obey the law of the land, God, because you told us to, Lord. You said, render unto Caesar what Caesar's, but unto God what's God. So, God, we know, God, that in the last days, fast will be called. We know that we have to turn those plates over, God, and we have to seek your face. We have to put a fleece before you, God, because we know within our heart you're going to do it. And we got to know it's not like a microwave and it's done in 5 seconds, 10 seconds. No. It didn't take 5 or 10 seconds to get in the situation that we got ourselves in. So we know it takes time, God. We know, God, that we have to get it right. And it's getting too late in the day, so we know we got to get it right this time, God. We know, God, that we got to follow you no matter what. It's too late in the day to turn back. We got to keep going forward. Because, God, it's a marathon. And so, God, we're thankful and we're grateful to be in the race. We're thankful and we're grateful to be called among the blessed. We're thankful and we're grateful for all that you're doing for your people. And sometimes, God, we don't see it. And sometimes, God, we murmur and we can complain. We tell everybody but you what's going on in our lives, God. But we got to get back to telling you because you have the answer. You have the answer. You have the word to eternal life. Where are we going to go? Unless we go and follow you. And so, God, we're thankful and grateful on today that we can fast. And we can seek your face. And we can stand in obedience. And we can stand in right standing. And we can lift up holy hands. And we can lift up clean hands, God, before you. So, God, on today I pray that whatever the need is on the line, God, that you will meet. That you will supply. That you would honor. That you would bless. I pray, God, that you will continue to bless Pastor Lenore and Bishop, that you will supply the need, God. Because, Lord, Bishop, as the oil poured on top of his head flows down to the people. So we got to remember, God, your word, what you said you would do, where you said you would go. You sent the Holy Spirit to dwell on the inside of man. And so, God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside. Because we know greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And we know that we only can fight the enemy on our knees, God. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood that tries to come against us every day. For wickedness in high places, God. And we know your words say, how can two walk together unless they agree? And so, God, we have to be in agreement with what you're saying and what you're doing. So we thank you, God, that you said that you called a fast. And a fast can be called. And we thank you, God, that we can honor your word. And so we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor. We speak to every mountain, God, that have to move in the name of Jesus. And we speak to that sycamore tree because we have faith as a mustard seed. And we have the ability to command it to move on today. And so we thank you and we praise you. We give you glory and we give you honor. And I call it done by faith in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you, saints. Happy birthday to Sister Keitha. I turn it back over to the lead. God bless you, brother.
Amen, Minister Cynthia. Thank you for your prayer on revival. Come on in, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Revive us, Lord Jesus. Stir up our spirits on the inside. Lord, give us a single eye, Lord Jesus. We need you, Lord Jesus. We repent right now, Lord. Have your way on this prayer line. Move like only you know how to move today. We need you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing for us right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for how you're moving. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for all those that are on the prayer line. We know that some of you may have to leave. And we're asking you at this time if you can sow a seed. You can sow it at our Cash App. That's $ Bishop Clark. Or you can text to give. That's G-I-V-E 216-446-1209. That's text to give once again, G-I-V-E 216-446-1209. You can also go to ekcministry.org. You can give your offering there. You can put in your prayer request, and you can upload your one-minute GPS that's guiding people to salvation. Thank you, Jesus. All right, we're going to go into our next prayer lead. That would be our own Minister Tracy. Minister Tracy, are you there? One second. Are you there, Minister Tracy?
Yes, praise the Lord, everyone.
Amen. Go right ahead. Let God use you. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Just first give honor to God who is the head of my life. Thank God for life, health, and strength. Thank God for another day. Thank God for the activities I live, being clothed in our right mind. Thank God for this praise and prayer service. Thank God for Minister Andre and the rest of the prayer leads that went before me. I just want to thank and praise God for being so awesome, so wonderful, and so kind. I was given the topic, Forsake My First Love, Revelations 2, 1 through 4. I'll be reading the overall of Revelation, the second chapter, 4 through 5. Thank you, Jesus. It's a prayer to address forsaking one first love for God, based on Revelation, the second chapter, 4 through the 5th verse, to focus on repentance and a return to passionate devotion. The prayer should acknowledge the loss of that initial love, express a desire to return to it, and ask for God's help in rekindling the flame of faith. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you with a heavy heart, acknowledging that we have, in some ways, left our first love. We remember the passion and joy we once had in our relationship with you, and we recognize that it had faded. We confess that we have allowed other things to take priority, and our devoting to you has waned. We ask for your forgiveness for this, and we humbly repent for our actions. We long to return to that place of intimacy, fellowship with you. Where our hearts burn with love, and our actions were motivated by the love. Please, Father, help us. Help us to remember the joy we experienced when we first encountered your love and your grace. Restore us the first love, the passion that we all in wonder we once had for you. Guide us back to the path of true devotion and empower us to live a life that is pleasing to you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Lord, we come into acknowledging the problems, God, recognizing, God, where we fell short. Help us this day, God, that we get back to our first love. We know our first love is you, Jesus. We know, Lord Jesus, on that first day, Lord Jesus, when we went down in your precious name, God, filled up with your precious gift of your Holy Ghost, God, that burning sensation, that zeal we had for you, God. Lord, we ask that you restore back to us 100-fold today, God, that we have that same zeal, God, according to knowledge, God, that same love for you, God, the same desire for you, God, oh, God, to fellowship with you, God, to read your word, God, have a desire to pray, God, that we didn't allow other obstacles or situations or circumstances come our way to stop us, God. We was about our Father's business then, God. Help us to be about our Father's business today, God. Let us get our priorities in order, God. Realizing, God, that you are the author and finisher of our faith, God. We need your direction in these times now, God, like never before. We need you, Lord Jesus, to give us that burning fire we used to have, God, to serve you, to worship you, to lift you up, God. Even the burning desire we used to have, God, when it came down to going to church or fellowshipping, God. Oh, God, help us not to be laxy-daisy. Help us not to be slowful, God. Help us, God, to have that mind and that heart we used to have for you, God. Oh, God, Lord Jesus, we showed you the love and the compassion back then. Lord, where have the love died out now, God? Where have the love went, Lord? Show us right now, God. Help us right now, God. Bring to our attention and let us know, God, where we have fell short, God, where we put everything before you, God. We put the jobs before you, God. We put our families before you, God. We put going to shopping before you, God. We put the video games before you, God. We put, Lord Jesus, overtime on the job before you, God. Everything came come before you, God. But, God, we say we love you. Help us, oh, God, to show forth you the love that we say we love you, God. We know love is an action word, God. Lord, we know that you loved us because you gave your life. You died on the cross for us, God. You show us that you love us, God. Now, in return, we need to show you, God. Help us not to be iffy. Help us to not to be wishy-washy with the praise that we give unto you, God. Help us not to pray, Lord Jesus, just for a second and say, I had my prayer today, and that's it. Help us not to just read your word for 2 minutes and say, I have read the word today and now I'm done. I've done that part. But Lord, let us have a relationship with you that we fall in love with you as we pray in God, that intimacy with you, God, as we read your word, God. Let us, oh God, go back to our first love. You was our first love, God. Oh, God, can no one love us and treat us and hold us and console us, God, and uplift our spirits, God, lift up our bowed down heads like you, God. Lord, we come repentant, God. Any area of our life, God, any area of our life, God, that we forsake not to read the word, we forsake not to pray, we forsake not to put our priorities in order, God. We allow everything in life busy. We just so busy, God, with everything else, God, that we put you on the back burner, God. You're not just a one-second prayer, God. You're not just a every day, every other day I read my word, God, but you're an everyday, God. You is our all in all. You is our everything, God. Help us to show you that we love you, God, through prayer, fast, and reading your word, singing songs of praise, God. Meditate, God, prostrating ourselves before you in that time of prayer, God, getting on our face, God. Some that can't get on their face no more, Lord, due to knee problems, back problems, whatever it may be, God. Sit in their chair, lay in their bed, God. But we owe it all to you, God. We got to get back to our first love. We got to get that burning sensation, that thirst and hunger back for you, God, like we used to have, God. Help us to get that tablet or that folder we have, God. Write out our schedule throughout the week, what we need to do, God, that we don't over-exhort ourselves, God, and overwhelm ourselves with everyday life, God, that we set aside the personal time with you. We don't let nothing come in between that. Remove the phone from the room we're in, God. We let nothing stop us coming before you, God, and let you know how much we appreciate you and we praise you, God. Because, Lord, we need you like never before. Help us, God, as in the midst of ministering, God. Oh, God, and people's calling us, God, and things that they talk to us about, God. If it's not meaningful to our spirit, let us show us how to shorten the conversations, God. Help us to stay strong and go forth, God. Even I experienced on yesterday, God, in the prayer service that you allow me to host, God, on yesterday, God, how the enemy came in like a flood to try to destroy me in the midst of my prayer time. Lord, my tongue was twisting that I couldn't get my words out. I was stuttering. I was fumbling over my words, God. But I chose not to stop. I chose to go forth, God. That's what you want us to have, that determination, no matter what comes in our life, no matter what goes on in our life. No matter what sickness, God, come upon us, God. No matter what news we get, God. Oh, God, they're saying we can't go forth, God. No matter, Lord Jesus, what the body taking us through, push, push like never before. Press, press like never before. But help us today, God, to remember to look up to the hills from which cometh our help. We know our help cometh from you. That make the heaven and the earth, God. Lord, bless us on this day to be a blessing to our brothers and our sisters, our leaders, our loved ones, the co-members, God, all the peoples of God, the ones we meet out at the grocery stores, the doctor's office. Bless us on this day, God, to realize, God, Lord Jesus, that we come to you, God, and asking you to restore back. Give us that burning fire on the inside. That remember, God, our first love, and never allow that fire to die out in our heart and our spirit again, God. Help us to give us that oomph we need that vitamins can't give us, God. Give us the strength we need, God, Lord Jesus, that the five-hour energy drink can't give us. But, God, we need that energy and that strength to go for. We'd be tired. We'd be stagnant, God. But we know that you can give us the strength we need to go forth, God, in the midst of everything. In the midst of everything, we want to say we love you, we appreciate you, and we thank you. And we know that you is our first love and you is our only love. Nothing comes before you, God. We just want to thank you for this opportunity, time of prayer. We bless your name, God. We bless your name. I thank you and I love you. I praise you and I lift you up. And I would like to say happy birthday to Evangelist Keitha, a.k.a. my kitty. Turn it back over to the hands of Minister Andre. God bless you.
Hey, fire. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Tracy. Excuse me, I was interrupted 1 second. But thank you, Minister Tracy, for your prayer on my first love. All I could think about was percolator. Fire! Percolator! Thank you, Jesus. Percolate us this morning, Lord. Boil us over in your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you this morning, Lord, and we thank you for what you're doing on this prayer line for us this morning. Hey, everyone. If anyone interested in becoming a prayer host or a prayer lead, you can call Pastor Lenora at 216-475-6327. We're looking for prayer leads and prayer hosts. If you're interested, give us a call at 216-475-6327. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My name is Minister Andre. I am your last prayer lead this morning. We thank God for the word of God being preached last night, being taught to us. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I remember being in the house of the Lord, praying on my knees, calling on Jesus. The church building has always been a symbol of my faith. And it's always been a place of refuge for me. And I thank God for it today. I thank God for being able to have a key to go in and out and being able to get in there and pray on my own and call on his name. I thank him for that privilege. It's got me here today where I'm able to stand. And I thank God for being able to go into his house of worship and praise his most holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, my ATM with a capital P is her birthday today. I want to wish her a happy birthday as well. I thank God for allowing us to come together. We met on the bus. It's a little testimony. We came off the bus together to the church, and we served food when we first met. We went to the food bank, and we served food together. God blessed me with her, and I'm so honored to be her husband this morning. And I thank her for all the joy that she has brought to my life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We're going to go into the book of Ephesians. I'm looking at the first chapter, 22nd through the 23rd verse, and it reads, "And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be the head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, sanctified in the hearts and minds of all those that believe. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you once again, Lord Jesus, for what you've done for each and every one of us this morning. Lord, how you woke us up this morning and put a praise on our hearts and a mind to come and want to worship you, Lord. We say hallelujah this morning, Lord, for you have given us the right perspective. And we thank you, Jesus, for you have renewed our mind. We thank you, Jesus, that you are the supreme. You are Christ in our lives. You are the anointed one, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that we can seek to understand. We thank you, Jesus. We glorify your name this morning. We say, have your way in our lives. Lord, protect us from all false teachers that may be out there, Lord Jesus. We thank you for our bishop and our pastor, Lenora, Lord Jesus, that's given us knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your way, Lord Jesus. We thank you for them, Lord Jesus. Continue to hold them up, Lord Jesus. Continue to help them to stand with integrity, Lord. Help them to do your will, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are relieving the stress that we may be up under, Lord, today. We can cast our cares and our cares to you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that we don't have to carry this load by ourselves, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can seek you above all things, Lord. We can put you first in our lives, Lord, and you will help us to break all the bad habits that we may have, Lord Jesus. For you have given us power to overcome today, Lord. And we thank you, Jesus, that you are the Lord of our life, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we are seeking those things that are above today, Lord. There's more to life, Lord, than just this life. And we thank you, Lord, that we understand, Lord, that we can elevate our perspective and look to you, Lord, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, for our home, for our wives and for our husbands, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our children, Lord, that you've given us, Lord Jesus, to teach your word, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the head of our lives, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, that you are Christ the King. Lord, thank you, Jesus, for being our Savior this morning. Lord, thank you, Jesus, for being our redeeming King this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for being our healer this morning, our deliverer this morning, the Most High God this morning. We thank you, Jesus. You are our fortress. And we thank you, Jesus. You are the King of the universe. Thank you, Jesus, for being the Son of God, the Prince of Peace, the Bread of Life, the King of Kings, Lord. We thank you this morning. We want to lift you up, Lord. Help us to expand our praise vocabulary this morning, Lord Jesus. Give us the words, Lord, to magnify your name this morning. You have a name that is above all names, Jesus. You are the light of the world, the Lion of Judah, the Word made flesh. And we thank you, Jesus, for coming down here and dwelling amongst us, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, that you humbled yourself, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for the sacrifice and the blood that you shed on the cross for us, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for sacrificing and reconciling us back to God. In your mighty name, Jesus, you are our beloved Jesus. You are our Messiah. Thank you, Jesus, our Alpha and Omega, Lord, the living water, the bridegroom of the church, the shepherd, the wonderful counselor, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For giving us a mind and want to praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We glorify your name this morning. You are the living water. Thank you, Lord, that you give us water, Lord, each and every day, Lord. You feed us, Lord Jesus, from manna on high, Lord Jesus. And we thank you today, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, have your way, Lord Jesus. Move on your people today, Lord. Stir us up, Jesus, as only you know how, Lord. Percolate us, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Till we boil over, Lord Jesus, and overflow, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for being the great I am, the promise of the Father, the great high priest, my life and my love, the Holy One of Israel, as Pastor Lenora always prayed. You are the Holy One of Israel. Thank you, Jesus. The front of all holiness. Glory to your name. The true vine. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are awesome. You are true. You are steadfast and you are loving, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us so much, Lord. Being so merciful to us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for watching over us, Lord, when we weren't watching over ourselves, Lord. When we was in a homeless situation, Lord, when we had to make the church our refuge. where we had to go in there and sleep at night, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that we had a key, Lord. Oh, glory and hallelujah to your matchless holy name, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for being mighty. You are a just judge. You are beautiful, Lord. You are good, tender-hearted, faithful and just and forgiving. And we love you today, Lord. We just want to praise your name. We just want to lift you up this morning, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for using us, Jesus. A wretch like me, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for my wife, Lord Jesus. Thank you for giving me her name on the altar, Lord. Thank you for keeping your promise, Lord. Help us to celebrate today, Lord. Lord, we ask that you bless all those that are less fortunate, Lord, all over the world, Lord Jesus, that may not have it as good as we, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to move on the situations. Give them protection, Lord. Breathe peace, Lord Jesus. Until you come, Lord, we're waiting on you, Lord, to crack the sky. And we thank you, Lord, that we're seeking those things that are above, Lord. We ask that you bless all the prayer leads, Lord, that pray today, Lord. Have your way, Lord, in their lives. Continue to strengthen them, Lord. Continue to meet their needs, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for the newcomers. If there's any newcomers on the line, Lord, you know what they need, Lord. Help them, Lord, to know you, Lord, to be strong in you. Fill them with your spirit, Lord. Save them, Jesus. That's our mission. Hallelujah. We want the souls to be saved, Lord. Show us what to do, Lord. Show us how to help them, Lord, to find you, to know you, to understand your love, Lord. Give them repentant hearts today, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for our bishop. The anniversary is coming up, Lord Jesus. Help us to show him love in whatever way we can, Lord. Financially, if we can. Serve him, if we can. Lord, help us to appreciate him whatever way we can, Lord. Help us to show up for the anniversary if we don't even have any money to give, Lord. Help us to come anyway, Lord. Let them know we just appreciate him with our support, Lord. And those that have, Lord, let them give liberally out of their hearts, Lord Jesus. Not grudgingly, Lord Jesus. Have your way in our lives, Lord. Continue to bless us, Lord, with everything that we need, Lord. We look to you, Lord Jesus. We look to you, Lord Jesus. We can't do nothing without you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.